I believe in many things, but recently one has sparked a revolution, and that's gun rights. Very recently, there has been a big push on stricter gun regulations and a lot of controversy about it. The Second Amendment states a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed. With that said, it means it cannot be changed. So the government cannot ban guns, but they could have more strict gun laws on guns. I would be fine if they just had a more strict background check or evaluation on mental health, but trying to ban guns completely is not going to fly. People say that guns kill people, but technically they don't. Technically, it's the bullet that kills people, not the gun itself. And the only reason or way the bullet came out of the gun to kill somebody is if a person is holding that gun, making the decision to pull the trigger with the intention to kill whoever is on the other end of the barrel. If the government did ban all guns, all they are doing is taking guns away from the legal, law-abiding citizens. Most guns in crimes are purchased illegally. Statistics show that the more guns in an area, the lesser rate of crime is. There's minimal gun-related crimes in, say, Montana, and there's a gun in 8 out of 10 homes. In cities where there's gun bans, there's a higher rate of crime. Criminals know that in, again, Montana, that there are that most people have a gun, so they don't do as much, such as break into homes, because there's a better chance of them being fired upon. Vice versa, in New York or Chicago, those criminals know that law-abiding citizens don't have guns, so if they break in, all they have to worry about is a baseball bat. And if they have a gun, they will be doing better than the non-criminal. The U.S. government hasn't banned cars yet, and more people die from car accidents each year than gun-related accidents. Just because you get rid of something doesn't mean people still can't get it. Look at meth. You don't see store owners selling meth on their shelves, but people can still get their hands on that.